This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Rose Oconee Historical Society. I'll share more of Jean Robinson Haugfit's autobiography today. She and her husband Glenn Robinson and their five daughters were living in rural Badger. With their oldest girl, Ruth, going to school, it meant Jean had to stay home when Glenn took their fourth girl to her ongoing medical appointments in the cities. He drove a truck, and when they came home, they had a piano with them. Some friends were there. Some friends were getting a new one and offering their used one to Glenn for $25. Jean was pleasantly surprised. Their little daughter Ruth was struggling with school, and they hoped it would go better when her next younger sister Linda could start going with her the next fall. Jean was having some issues too, including migraines that got so severe they upset her stomach and required her to take to her bed. Glenn was worried and decided to rent a house in Badger to make things easier for her, since his work often took him out of town. Before long, there was a house available next door to their friends Obert and Marie Wammer. It was perfect for their growing family. Linda started school in 1951, and it did help Ruth. Marlis was disappointed not to get to go when Linda did. They did everything together, including getting into trouble. Jean discovered she was pregnant again, but never felt any life. In the spring of 1952, Dr. Jack and his brother, Dr. Bob Delmore, performed a hysterectomy on Jean and found a fibrous tumor the size of a grapefruit. It took Jean a year to recover, but her migraines left her and she felt better than she had in a long time. In 1953, they made a big decision to move back to their farm, which they hadn't been able to sell. Glenn wanted to go into the dairy business. He talked to Nathan Gustafson, the banker in Badger. He was able to get a loan to buy some Holstein cattle from Newell Dunham of Onoska. Electricity had come to Badger, so he also invested in a milking machine. Life was very busy for their family at that time in the summer of 1954, when Jean's Aunt Hannah had a massive stroke. Glenn was appointed as her guardian and had to arrange for institutional care for her. Glenn was also not feeling well at that time. He had gallbladder surgery soon after Aunt Hannah went to the nursing home. While Glenn was recuperating from surgery, Aunt Hannah died, and Jean had to arrange her funeral. It was held at Pine Grove Church on Jean's birthday that year. Glenn was not improving after surgery and had more symptoms that needed investigating. They went to see Dr. Clufston in Greenbush. He examined him and referred him to a clinic in Crookston to a specialist in diseases of the liver. Jean rented a room in a private home close to the hospital when Glenn had exploratory surgery. Glenn had visits from church elders, and Jean prayed that God's will would be done. She visited with another young woman that day whose husband was going through the same surgery. After hours of waiting, they both received the same report: cancer of the liver, terminal, only a short time to live. Glenn's parents came to see him, and Jean couldn't break the news to them. She asked the doctor to do that. The doctor didn't think Glenn should be told, but Jean insisted that he'd want to know, and the doctor agreed to tell him too before he left the hospital. It was a very unhappy time. Glenn lived until March 18, 1956, with Jean taking care of him at home. A nurse at the Greenbush Hospital, Dorothy Fransman, volunteered to help. She taught Jean how to give Glenn his shots for pain and was a big moral support for Jean. He had professed his faith with family, friends, and people from church who visited him while he was ill. A massive stroke took his life at the end. Jean remembered their 15 years together as the happiest years of her life. There were many kind friends who helped Jean get through the next months. In April, they had a sale on the farm. Nathan Gustafson, the Badger Bank manager, clerked the sale. After all the debts were paid, there was very little left over. The farm itself was later sold, and the proceeds were used to pay their loan on the house. The girls and Jean received survivor's benefits from Social Security, $450 a month altogether. Jean had to learn how to take care of the finances. Glenn had done that previously. Jean was offered a job by Pastor Mostrom, who came to the house with a typewriter and an instruction book. He said she could make the bulletins for Sunday worship. Jean practiced every day and soon felt comfortable with the routine. Lots of activities for the girls also kept her busy. Jean had never gotten a driver's license. Her old car needed repairs and was told the repairs would be more than the car was worth. So Jean found a used car, and on Sunday afternoons they would drive out to the Milford Lang farm a few miles from town. Jean said she was so tense that she held onto the steering wheel too tightly to turn corners properly, landing them in the ditch a few times. More next week on Jean's Life. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.